Welcome back to Epilogues, an unpacking of the weekly Haftarah. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. Today we're going to be learning together the Haftarah for Parshas Pekudei. This Haftarah comes from Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin, the last Pasuk, that's an Aleph, and the first 21 Pesukim of Perek Ches. It is upon the completion of the Beis Hamikdash, and its connection to the Parshah should be obvious. Upon the completion of the Mishkan in Parshas Pekudei in action, we see the same parallel experience in the times of Shlomo Melech upon completing the Beis Hamikdash. Let's take a look at it inside and see some of those beautiful parallels inside. The end of the seventh perek is one pasuk, and it reads as follows: "Tishlam kol ha-melacha asher osa melech Shlomo Beis Hashem." All the work that Shlomo Melech did for the house of Hashem was complete. "Vayavei Shlomo es kodshei David aviv el es hakesef es ha'av es hakelim osan ba'oitzra es Beis Hashem." He takes all the gold, silver, and accumulated vessels that David HaMelech, his father, contributed and puts them into the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash. One thing which is interesting to note over here is that David HaMelech was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. And yet David HaMelech so desperately wanted to be part of it that David HaMelech amassed taxes and money and collected the money necessary to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. In doing so, he gave Shlomo HaMelech the wherewithal to do everything necessary financially. And yet it seems from this pasuk is that Shlomo HaMelech did not take advantage of that. Shlomo HaMelech did not use the money, the gold, the silver that David HaMelech had set aside for him. He rather puts that into the coffers of the temple, but raised his own money, which is why it took Shlomo HaMelech 4 years to start building the Beis HaMikdash after becoming king, because he needed to amass the money once again. Which leads to the question is, why did he not use that money? The Ralbag says, because he wanted to use his own funds, not money from war. He didn't want to use any money which was taken from the process of war. He did not want any violence connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi adds to this and says that he knew that this Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed ultimately, and he didn't want people to say the reason it was destroyed is because it came from blood money. It came from money which was a product of war. That's what his concern was ultimately. Rashi does offer another possibility, which is that he understood that at the end of David Melech's life there was a famine. And if you read the end of the book of Shmuel Beis, that's when the end of David Melech's life is a census and there's a famine, and there's difficulties in at the end of David Melech's career. There's a plague. And Shlomo Melech felt that David Melech should have emptied the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash, that was to the Beis HaMikdash fund, in order to allow the people to eat. He believed that that money should have been used for the people. That was more important than even building the Beis HaMikdash. And being as David HaMelech did not do that, David HaMelech did not break this account in order to supply the people with food at that time. He found other means. He felt that the money itself was slightly tainted, and therefore himself decided to amass the money itself. Very powerful description over here. We now move into the actual descriptions of the third completion of the Beis HaMikdash in Perek Ches. In the first 11 Pesukim describe how Shlomo HaMelech gathers all of the elders of Israel, all the heads of the tribes, and he brings them to Yerushalayim to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, to the from Ir David, which is where his city is, which is where you can visit Ir David today. This is where old Yerushalayim was, and he brings them up to the Beis HaMikdash, which is on the top of the hill above Ir David. And he brings them B'Yerech HaEsanim, in the month of the strong ones, which is the seventh month. The Mefarshim explain, the Ralbag explains that this is the month in which the strongest of festivals appear: Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres, time when people are supposed to look inwards and it's deeply impacting on people. It's the month of the strong ones. This is when he brings everybody in. So it's in Tishrei that he brings everybody in to celebrate and to commemorate this moment. And he brings brings to the Aaron. He brings it from where it's waiting in Ir David, in the city of David in Yerushalayim, and he brings it up to the Beis HaMikdash. It's an incredible procession, and he brings this Aaron in, and he brings these karbonos. They were so plentiful that people could not even count them. And he brings it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Holy of Holies, to underneath the new Kruvim. Remember, there's two new Kruvim, large Kruvim, which are made in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he places the Aaron with its smaller Kruvim on it underneath it as well. And as they exit, as they exit this area, then the cloud fills the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohanim cannot re-enter the Beis HaMikdash at this point in time. And we're told that in this Aaron there was only Ein Ba'aron Rak Shnei Luchai Savanim Asher Anach Shom Moshe B'Chorev. And all that's in the Aaron are these two tablets that Moshe Rabbeinu put from HaChorev. A lot of interesting things to consider in this paragraph. Number one is, where is Aaron actually coming from? So he's bringing it from Yerushalayim, which is David Melech's palace, which is down below. So if you go out the Shaar HaAshpot today, the Dung Gate of the base of the old city, and you go down the hill to the what's called today Ir David. That's old Yerushalayim. That's where Yerushalayim was, not where the old what we call the old city is today. That's the new city. That's recent. That's the last 2,500 years. But we talk about old Yerushalayim from the times of David Melech was down the valley in the, what's called Ir David, what is called by the Arabs as Silwan, and it was brought from up there into the Beis Hamikdash, which is where it's coming from. Why is he doing this? Why did he need to bring all these elders? So the Malbim explains that the halacha is to sanctify, to bring Kedusha to the sanctuary. It needs to be with the Sanhedrin, it needs to be with the entire rabbinic court, and so therefore he brought all the leaders, the spiritual leaders, the Rabbanim and the Kohanim, to sanctify the Azara, to make the Beis Hamikdash holy before bringing the Aron into it as well. Now, what is in the Aron? It sounds like from these Psukim that the Psukim are unequivocally very clear that there is only the Luchos in them. And that's what the Radak understands, and that's what the Ralbag understands, that there is really only the Luchos. What about the Shivrei Luchos, the broken tablets of the first round? What about the Sefer Torah, which is described that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to place in the Aron? So the Radak says those were placed by Oitzrois Beis Hashem. They were placed in the special storage chambers. And they were not actually in the Aron itself. And this explains, says the Radak, why later on in Chilkiyahu, who is the Kohen during the times of Yoshio HaMelech, discovers the Torah, but he does not discover it in the actual Aron. He discovers it in the excavations, where he uncovers one of these Oitzrois, one of these storage rooms. Now, Barbanel says, he says it might be dependent on the dispute which is had in the Mishnah, which is a Machlokes Rishonim as well. There's a dispute as to whether there was one Aron or two Arons. The opinion that there's two Arons is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, which is adopted by Rashi in the on his Pirush Torah. There was one Aron which stayed in the Beis Hamikdash, the other Aron which went out to war, and the one in the Beis Hamikdash only had the Luchos, and the other one had the Shivrei Luchos and the Sefer Torah in it, and that's how the bifurcation worked. There was two separate Arons. However, the opinion of the Chachamim, which is adopted by the Ramban on the Torah, is in fact that there was only one Aron and everything was in it. If that's the case, that would be against the way the Radak and the Rabbah are explaining. How would the Ramban explain? How would the Chachamim explain this Pasuk here in Malachim? The Malbim explains that if you read the Pasuk carefully, it says, Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos avanim. There's two negative words there, double negative, which is Ein and Rak. And that is miot achamiot l'rabbos, which means to say that in the way we read this the pasuk, it comes to include, not to exclude, and included in that is the shivrei luchos and the sefer Torah. So that is also in the Aron. Just interesting dispute, worthwhile being aware of in understanding this, which goes across Tanakh. What is the message of the cloud filling the sanctuary? It should be very clear that this matches the last psukim in Sefer Shmos, which is the end of Parashas Pekudei, which is why this is the Haftorah for this week, where it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Mishkan, the cloud filled it. And Moshe Rabbeinu could not re-enter because the Kavod Hashem had filled the Mishkan as well. It's worthwhile noting, as the Ramban points out in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, this is the point of Shmos. Shmos is the completion of the reconnection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to the nation of Israel, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the lives of the Avos and the Imais, and this is the Shechina returning on a national level, which is achieved at the end of the Sefer as well. We hear at the end of our Haftorah from Pasuk Yud Beis to Chof Aleph how Shlomo Melech now gives a blessing. He says, Hashem Omar Lishkom Ba'arafel, Hashem wants to dwell in the cloud. Bonoi Bonisi Beis Zvul Loch Mechon Shle Shiftucholamim. I made a beautiful dwelling place for you forever. And he turns to the people, and the people are facing him, and he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Diber B'fiv Eis Tovir Avi U'V'yadoi Milei Leimor. Blessed is Hashem who appointed David HaMelech to be this person that, and he said about David, I've not, since the exodus of Egypt, chosen a person or a place to make this house. And then I chose David to be the one who leads the nation of Israel. And he goes and describes how his father wanted to do that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you cannot do this, but instead your son will do it, and I was able to carry on that dream and build the base of Migdash for Hashem. V'ayisim sham arba kom la'aron, asher sham bris Hashem, asher karasim avosein about tziyos of Mitzrayim. And I took that Aaron that Hashem commanded us to make as we left Mitzrayim, and I placed it in there. Note that the amount of time that it took from Yetzias Mitzrayim to the build of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is 480 years. So it's an extensive period of time. And Shlomo HaMelech is connecting the dots over here and understanding that he is part of the historical arc, which is happening over here. What is the purpose of the statement? The Rama Malbim brings a mashal about a person who is a very good friend of the king, and the king loves the seaside. He loves a particular area where he overlooks the sea. So his friend makes for him a summer palace in that spot, and he says, if the king liked the seaside when it was desolate, when there was nothing here, he would certainly like it when there is a summer home. And that's what David HaMelech was achieving. David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech was saying, we know this is a special place. We're going to make a special place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, and it'll be even more special for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what's being happening over here. Well, last question for the Haftarah is, why only now did Hashem tell them where Yerushalayim was? Why did Hashem not tell them earlier that they could make the Beis HaMikdash earlier in an earlier stage in Jewish history? The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim points out that if they would have known that Yerushalayim was a special place before entering the land of Israel, the enemies of Israel would have burnt down Yerushalayim and fortified it from conquest. And the nation of Israel would have fought over as to which tribe would be closest in real estate to the Yerushalayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them first to settle down and settle down fully. And then, after settling down, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them where the Yerushalayim was. And that is the completion that we see over here, which is really a tremendous point. A matching magnificence, the end of Pekuda is matched over here in Melachim, where this is repeated 480 years later. With this, we conclude. Chazak, chazak, nis chazak. It should be a wonderful, meaningful day and a beautiful Shabbos ahead.